From Vermont Public Radio, this is The Frequency. I'm Anna Van Dyne.
And I'm Henry Epp. Today is Wednesday, June 17th. Coming up on the podcast, a push to change policing in two Vermont communities.
We want to get police out of schools. We want to stop using police for truancy calls. We want a 30% reduction in uniformed officers.
First, today's headlines.
The U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to all non-essential travel until at least July 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made that announcement on Tuesday. The border between the two countries has been shut down since March, when the pandemic began to spread rapidly in North America.
The Department of Health has reported three new cases of COVID-19. They're all in Chittenden County, where there's been an outbreak in recent weeks centered around Winooski. Two people are currently hospitalized. To date, 914 people have recovered and 55 people have died. There have been no new deaths reported this month.
The Vermont legislature plans to use $115 million in federal COVID relief funds to help prop up the state's budget for the next few months. The short-term budget largely preserves existing programs, but Caledonia Senator Jane Kitchell says it doesn't prevent cuts in the future.
I would say that this first quarter budget is the low-hanging fruit. Don't be deceived that there's not going to be a need to make some tough choices ahead.
The legislature will take up the full year's budget in August. State fiscal analysts say the general fund will see a $230 million shortfall this year.
The killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis has led to national calls to reform and defund police departments. In Vermont, law enforcement reform has quickly gained momentum in Burlington, the state's largest city, and in Bennington, where police have long been accused of racial bias. First, let's go to a city council meeting in Burlington. Around 7:45 on Monday night, City Council President Max Tracy opened up the meeting's public forum. The meeting, like most during the pandemic, was held virtually.
We do have quite a few people signed up. In fact, the last I looked at the sheet, we were well over 800 people had signed up.
Ultimately, nearly 1,000 people signed up to speak, so many that the council decided to halt the forum at 2:30 in the morning. They continued it last night. The unprecedented number of people calling in demanded that the city reduce the size of its police department, reallocate funds to social services, and strengthen civilian oversight of the police.
By the literal hundreds, we have been here trying to make our voices clear to the members of this council directly over the past weeks.
That's Emiliano Void, who urged the council to adopt the demands of the Vermont Racial Justice Alliance, an advocacy group that's focused on dismantling systemic racism.
We want to restructure public safety with an immediate refocus on how, who, what, and where we police. We want to get police out of schools. We want to stop using police for truancy calls. We want a 30% reduction in uniformed officers.
For about 7 hours, city councilors heard these and other calls to action, including demands that the city fire three cops who were involved in several high-profile use of force cases, including one where an officer shoved a black man into a wall.
This wasn't the first time city leaders have heard these demands. Last week, two city boards heard hours of public testimony on the subject. Those public calls spurred Mayor Moreau Weinberger to announce he would reduce the police budget by nearly $2 million, about 10%.
You know, I know we have a lot of people watching, and this is really what a lot of the discussion in recent weeks is about.
The majority of the savings would come from capping the number of officers at 93, which is the current level, and not filling 12 vacant positions. The cuts to the police department would be reallocated to fund several initiatives, including expanding the city's racial equity office and social services. The idea is that social service workers could respond to mental health calls in place of the police. The mayor also says he'll reevaluate the plan after 1 year.
If we can expand some of these other capacities, perhaps we can diminish in the future the size of the department that is needed.
Acting Police Chief John Murad says the department can operate with this year's proposed $16.3 million budget, but he says further cuts would put public safety at risk.
But at 93 officers, we are at the bare minimum for what we have with regard to fielding the number of officers we need on any given day shift, any given evening shift, any given midnight shift.
The Burlington Police Officers Union did not respond to a request for comment, but has previously called proposals to cut the size of the department, quote, radical and dangerous.
Weinberger's plan doesn't cut the budget as much as some have called for, and it doesn't address other demands like removing school resource officers. The mayor has also resisted calls to fire the three officers involved in use of force incidents. He says those cases have already been investigated, and in some cases, officers were disciplined. During Monday night's meeting, activists and community members said the city needed to go further. Ashley Laporte says Weinberger should be taking direction from groups like the Racial Justice Alliance, which have been working on these issues for years.
This is exactly the kind of white privilege that we need to overcome. Why the mayor thinks that his plan is better than the demands that are clearly stated to divest from our police force and invest in communities of color is the exact privilege we are asking you to overcome.
Weinberger says he won't be making any more changes to the budget, but the 12-member city council could still decide to alter the plan before its June 30th deadline.
Meanwhile, the Bennington Police Department has been under scrutiny for more than a year over how it handled allegations of threats to former state representative Kaya Morris, who was the only Black woman in the Vermont legislature before she resigned. The department has also been sued for alleged racial profiling, and the Vermont Supreme Court overturned a high-profile traffic stop of a Black man by one of its officers. Last year, the town hired an outside firm to look into the department's practices. The firm's report came out in April, and at a select board meeting on Monday night, Chairman Donald Campbell said the national discussion about race and policing has made it more important that Bennington take action.
We actually started a while ago, well before George Floyd's death, but we've kind of pivoted to this realization that we really do want to see reform in our policing.
The report did not find any specific policies that encourage bias on a systemic level.
But it does contain 25 recommendations, including developing a code of conduct, improving recruitment to diversify the workforce, and investing in training to recognize implicit bias. On Monday, the board unanimously voted to hire Curtis Reed, director of the Vermont Partnership for Fairness and Diversity, to help implement those recommendations. Here's Reed.
I know that this work is not without controversy in the community. We get a lot of emails and calls from both sides on this. It's not a criticism of the men and women that work in our police department. It's a criticism of policing in general and our desire to see it be a little bit more community-based.
Reed said he would help the town figure out if Bennington police need a civilian review board, and he'll work with town and police officials to mitigate the effects of bias. Reed also said he wanted community members involved from the start and recommends that the town compensate people who serve on the two committees he wants to set up.
Bennington resident Mary Garish attended the virtual meeting and said it was important to get Bennington residents involved early.
You don't just need people who are, you know, the policy wonks and the professionals. You need people from the community because the policy is only going to reflect the experiences of the people in the community if they have input.
Garish is a member of the group Rights and Democracy. That statewide organization has been gathering signatures for a petition that calls for Bennington Police Chief Paul Doucette and Town Manager Stuart Hurd to resign. The group says Bennington can't make real change while Hurd and Doucette remain.
Curtis Reed said his work to implement changes could take up to 6 months, though he warned that the COVID-19 pandemic could delay progress. Reed is expected to schedule an initial community meeting next week to begin his work in Bennington.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency. Today we had reporting from Howard Weiss Tisman, Liam Elder Connors, and John Dillon. And before we go, I just want to issue a formal apology to the people of Aalborg. In a story we put out yesterday, I pronounced the name of your town incorrectly. I said Aalborg, though I've heard that some people say it that way, but more people say Aalborg, so I am sorry about that.
And I did the same in a story last week, so sorry from me as well.
Well, if you want to correct our pronunciation of town names or ask us questions about how this podcast is made, you can join us for a virtual coffee hour next week on June 25th. That's at 10:30 in the morning. You can find out more at vpr.org/events.
And if there's something you want to tell us but you can't make it to our coffee hour, you can always email thefrequency@vpr.org. Also, some breaking news we saved for the end of the show. We now have a Twitter. You can follow us at TheFrequencyVPR.
Our executive producer is Mark Davis, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Henry Epp.
And I'm Anna Van Dyne. Talk to you tomorrow.